This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay Pod. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And girls just want to have fun on this one, y'all.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh so hard in the mic. Oh my gosh, y'all, we really crack ourselves up today. Well, I guess Deborah really cracks us up.
Deborah really cracks us up. There's going to be some stuff we're posted in the Discord so you could see it.
Yes, because it's so good.
It's so... We can't make a reel out of it because we can't let Miss Deborah see it.
Yeah, we can't let Mama know. But it's hilarious. Also, we're doing a little improv today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doing a little improv. Comes and goes throughout. We're learning a lot about Vanderpump. We're learning a lot about and nothing about Vanderpump Rules at the same time. And y'all, we want to thank you. We got some new Patreon members. We're so close to that 100 Patreon. We're going to start doing live podcasts on our Patreon for our subscribers. And something really fun coming up is newsletters. Allie and I will be sending out some newsletters once a week. For our Patreon subscribers, and we're so excited to share that with you. And if you're in LA, May 9th seems like a long ways away, but it's really coming up. I'm going to be performing my hour at Netflix is a Joke Festival at UCB. So I've got those ticket links in the bio. I'll put them also in the Discord and our Patreon newsletter for you to grab tickets. And Allie's got some really great shows coming up as well.
I sure do. My big show, the one I really want everyone to come to, is May 31st at Union Hall. We're doing a big album release show, and I'd love for everyone to come and celebrate with me. I work real hard on it.
Y'all need to celebrate my couple partner now.
All right.
All right. Wads. Get that wand ready and enjoy. Wand yourself while listening to this podcast.
Blast yourself straight through the ceiling while you listen to
Blast
this.
Yourself while you're, yeah. Hey, stay blasting.
Stay blasting.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
My friend.
I want a new microphone.
I want a new microphone, too.
I want it so bad, my friend.
I need a new microphone, Daddy.
Are there any sugar mamas out there that want to get me a microphone?
Hi, that would be me. I'm your sugar mama. I'm Denise.
Denise, you've been trying to get me back for years.
Come on, baby.
I'm never going to forget Come on, what baby. You did.
Baby, it was a one-time thing in the back of a 98 LeSabre. Man, can't you forgive me? I didn't mean to get all that sticky on your velvet sheets. I mean, car seats, baby. Come on, man.
All that sticky. Yes, you did get it all on my car seats. And you know what? Who's sticky it was? Cheryl Simmons.
Baby, Cheryl Simmons was a bad mistake, and it's something I've been paying for the past 15 years now. Let me be your sugar mama. Let me make this up to you. I'd love to be nibbling on your neck again.
I mean, I'd love to get in a sticky situation, Denise, but it's hard for my heart after what you did with Cheryl Sanders.
Sanders, man. Technically, I don't mean to be pointing fingers here. You and I were on a break. You were on a break.
Well, maybe you were, but you didn't inform me of that.
Well, I'm pretty sure I said, I'm going out for the night. I need a minute.
And how the Denise, how the hell would I know that means we're on a break?
Baby, I stormed out.
We lived together and you came back that night.
Yes. We got back together. We reconciled that night. And we made good love, we made good love.
See, Denise, we're already fighting.
That's how you keep it fiery, baby. Come on, take me back. You know you miss my ear nibbles. Let me suck on that neck one more time. I'll make it up to you.
Well, that does get me.
And I got your velvet seats dry cleaned. I took it to the wash and go.
I mean, I probably honestly couldn't get over it, but in the fact that Cheryl Saunders died at that hot dog competition choking, I feel honestly like she brought that on herself.
I don't speak ill of the dead. You know, that was a woman I'd been with intimately, so.
She knew we were together, and she did that. So, I'm not upset. I'm not upset Cheryl Saunders died eating a hot dog.
Technically, she was guzzling it down during the competition.
Yeah.
You see in the way they eat those hot dogs with milk?
Yeah.
You're telling, listen, that's a rough way to go. And I had to look her
and
husband.
And I could have swore to God your pussy tasted just like a hot dog that night. And I should have known.
Maybe you should have known.
Because she was training for months.
Yeah, she was. She was training on those Hebrew Nationals because they're a little thicker. So she was training with heavier weights. Mm-hmm. I would sit there. Look, as long as we're making confessions, if this is what it takes to get you back, baby, if we're making confessions out here.
Baby, talking to your microphone a little more.
Baby, I'm just checking my levels because, baby, you know, I know I've been yelling in your ear here for
a
minute.
No, baby, you need to turn it up, baby.
Turn it up, baby.
You.
See, you're already calling me baby back, baby.
Oh, you got me.
Basically, you're
you got me in your hooks, Denise.
But I would sit back, and you can't tell me there ain't no bigger aphrodisiac. I'm only a man. I'm only a man here.
I know, Denise.
And I would sit back and just watch Cheryl guzzle down these Hebrew Nationals raw. Mm-hmm. And she would sit down on that bucket on her porch, flipped over.
Yeah.
And she'd keep a cooler. Packed up a Coleman. She'd pack her Coleman up with some Hebrew Nationals.
She
spent good money.
She was so fancy because she had a name brand cooler.
Yeah, and she got the name brand dogs because she took it seriously. And that was what was so attractive. She took her training and she took it seriously. And she went all in. She said, better to be paying a little more now than a little more later. And I guess she paid the ultimate price that fateful day.
She sure did.
She should have been guzzling down those soft dogs because her throat and her teeth had been so used to just chomping down that when mm-hmm. she finally got those generic dogs, they're so soft. I don't mean to start crying, but it was so traumatic to see.
Well, Denise, you know, that hurts my heart that you would cry in front of me over Cheryl Saunders.
It was just a tragic event because those hot dogs.
That makes me feel like if she was still here, you would choose her over me.
I didn't say that, baby, but you know those soft dogs just got her throat. I ain't getting
a hole. You digging a hole, Denise.
Baby, let me dig in that hole. Come on now. I know you like the way I feel you up. Two finger special, baby. Ain't you miss sitting on the porch with me? Sweating a little bit? I know your under titties get real sweaty still.
Yes, they do. That's why I got
them. I know you miss the way I toweled you off.
You did. I did appreciate that. Especially the way you got in my butt crack without any judgment.
Uh-huh. I would get one of those good kitchen towels for that butt crack. Let you know I cared. I'd bleach them so we could reuse them again in the kitchen.
Denise, I'm willing to allow you to take me on a date.
All right.
You better knock my Birkenstocks off.
All right. Hey, that's the deal.
Well,
I'm gonna
you
take.
Know, they're the Walmart version, but they're still real nice.
Yeah, they are. They look just like the real thing. That's what you and I have in common. Mm-hmm. You know, Cheryl
Walmart.
Never understood that. I was like, Cheryl, you could get these knockoff.
You could get these for $9.99 on Rollback.
That's right. Rollback, man. Sometimes they got that buy one get one, baby. You know that.
I know the commercial has that smiley face jumping all around. I feel like I'm seeing it when I see them rollbacks when I go in Walmart.
When I see the baby, when I see those rollbacks, I just turn into a wild boar in Walmart. And I spent all my tax refund on a rollback. You know I did.
I know you did.
So what kind of microphone you want? I'll keep an eye on it on rollbacks. That's my favorite sexual position.
Rollback?
Rollback. It's something I learned while we were apart. I need to show you this trick.
Okay. Well, maybe after you take me to the buffet.
It's when I flip you around like...
Man, I think my teeth is getting yellow.
Baby, they look pearly white to me. I'm going to flip you around like a turtle.
And scene.
And scene.
And that's the way you get it started, folks.
I'm aroused. What can I say?
My dog, I've got up at 7 a.m.
Okay, this is new for you.
I could not sleep. I've had a lot of coffee. Maybe too much coffee.
Dude, I'm drinking the shittiest coffee right now. Tell me about your day.
Oh, I just had to make posters for, I got a big show happening at the Lucky Wolf at the Paw Paw Playhouse Theater.
A lot to take in. Hang on. Huh. The Lucky Wolf.
At the Paw Paw Playhouse.
Baby, let me take you down to the Paw Paw Playhouse.
It's a beautiful historic theater in Michigan, in Paw Paw, Michigan. And I'm doing a pride show there.
Hell
on
yeah.
June 21st, but I just really hope the llama, the lesbians that own the llama farm, alpaca farm. There's some alpaca farm and lesbians in Paw Paw, Michigan, and they all came out to my show, and I really hope they come back.
Allie, this is awesome.
Thank you.
This is great.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Kentucky fundraiser June 20th. Maybe I'll just pop right up.
Come on
watch
over.
You. Yeah, why not? I'll come over and watch my couple partner kill it on stage in a majestic theater. I got my nice camera. I'm going to take some nice ass pictures of you.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, you're welcome, friend. We should talk about that offline. I'm being serious.
It's the same theater where I did the show last year. And I was like, do you have anybody local that could open? And it was like a 19-year-old. who obviously had a special jacket he always wears on stage.
But to be fair, you know we had something like that too.
Oh, I love my cowboy boots on stage.
I love having one nipple hard right now on stage.
That's nice. That's real
no,
nice.
Go ahead. So
he was the one that he came out. He was like, I'm going to get it. He was like, don't worry. I'm going to get them pumped for you. And I was like, awesome, man. And he goes out and goes, I'm pretty good at impressions. Does anybody have someone they want me to do an impression of? And somebody yelled George Bush. And he stood there for a few minutes. And then he said, I'm real sorry. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he got that's so funny. I would have been so pumped too. I would have been like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was hilarious.
Gen Z, they don't know George Bush.
They don't know who George Bush is.
Gen Z.
And I came up and I was like, you know what? I was a special ed kid, but one thing I know, it's who George Bush is.
Dude. So you're getting ready for your show.
Well, I've been making all these posters, and then I'm making a poster for my album release show.
When is that?
May 31st at Union Hall in Brooklyn, New York.
This is so great. Allie, that's great.
Thank you, friend. You're killing it. You got your Netflix is a joke show coming up.
Yeah,
that's
Jake Knoll.
Big deal.
Thank you. Jake Knoll's going to feature our friend upcoming.
Love that.
Guest. So you're inspiring me. I need to make posters for that too. Slap it across town around all the gay events. What's up, queers? Come
what's
out to
up?
The show.
I even put a rainbow on my poster, and
so they know
it's gay. And my ex hated rainbows and was always like, rainbows are so stupid. And so, like, it, I was like, I can't put a rainbow. Rainbows are stupid. And then I was like, you know what? Rainbows are pretty.
And rainbows let you know this is gay.
Exactly.
They're gays. Come out.
Kalamazoo. Pawpaw gays. Come on out.
Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky gays. Come on out. It's actually
what's
a queer
fundraiser for?
It's a fundraiser show for Queer Kentucky, a local LGBTQ plus activism nonprofit in the area.
Nice.
So y'all need to come out. Y'all need to help. Y'all need to help raise money
for the queers in Kentucky.
You know that Kentucky queers need it the most, y'all. We got your back. And those queers in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Georgia.
When I was at Theater West Virginia and Kentucky are like right beside each other. And so you could go stand where you were like in West Virginia and Kentucky at the same time.
Now that's fun.
And, you know, we were theater kids. So we were like, we need to, you know, we were getting, what is that?
Y'all were getting political with it.
Well, we were just like taking it very seriously. And so we went and visited the graves of the people we were playing in the play.
What kind of play? What play was this?
The Hatfields and McCoys, about the long feud between the Hatfields and McCoys of West Virginia and Kentucky.
They made a movie off of that.
I played Allifair McCoy.
Allifair?
Allifair McCoy. That's who
imagine I played. Imagine screaming that name during sex.
Allifair.
Sounds like a Harry Potter curse.
I was Allifair, and at one point, I got to come out on a rolling house that was on fire. That was
come on.
Cool.
That's cool. That's really cool. So they burnt down the house?
No, it was just like it had like a fire feature.
Oh, no, the Hatfield and McCoys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a big feud.
What years were this?
Killed each other. I don't remember.
Because Taylor Swift.
I was just happy I had lines. I thought I was ensemble. And then they were like, Allie Clayton, Allifair McCoy. And I was like, holy shit, I think I got five lines. Hell yeah.
How many lines?
I think it was about five. It wasn't that many. It was not very many.
Dude, that's awesome. Taylor Swift got some lyrics on her newest album talking about my friends and I used to play a game about what era we wish we could live in. And I choose the 1830s. And I was like, what?
What?
And then she was like, without the racism shit. And I was like, okay. Somebody needs to tell her about the Hatfield and McCoys. I need a whole fucking album right now about Hatfield and McCoy drama, Taylor Swift. I'm a new Swifty head.
Oh, I've been a Swifty.
I didn't know this.
Oh,
maybe
I love
did.
Taylor Swift.
Dude,
love
her
Taylor
new album.
I mean, she writes all her own music. She plays all her own instruments. She doesn't do auto-tune on her voice. My friend Mary Rose just wrote all this online, and I was like, oh my God, you're so right, Mary Rose. And I mean, yeah, she's just fantastic, and she's a nice person.
She gets
back. She loves making cookies, and she loves cats. I like that.
Allie, she might just be the one for you. She might be the one.
Lover.
Lover. Taylor Swift got this new song about functioning through depression. It's really happy. It's really upbeat. And then you're like, oh, fuck, this is about depression.
I mean, that's nice. And I definitely have not listened to the whole new album yet. And I have to do that. But my first thought is if Taylor Swift is struggling to function with depression, I might should just give up.
I'm right there with you.
I'm trying to shake it off, but it's a little hard.
It's a little hard. It's hard out here. We're trying to function. I'm trying to eat food that's not microwavable.
Forget it.
I'm all out of my factor meals.
Yeah. Anyways. We ain't getting no more. We're so bad.
We're bad.
Did you know?
What?
A tumbler cup and cups that are short but wider, they hold the same amount of liquid.
Yes, I did know that. Same goes with pussies.
How much liquid are you putting in them?
I like those short, wide pussies.
For me, I prefer a tall glass of puss.
Mm-mm, I need to be able to get my whole nose in it, sniff around, get the aromas of that puss.
Oh, nice.
I need a pussy that's just right above ground, almost ground level.
What? So that means either a person of very, very short stature or someone whose pussy sags so much it touches the ground. That's what you like.
Who were you to judge, Gilf?
While their pussies are intact. I'm looking for a lady with an intact pussy.
If y'all have intact pussies, let us know. I need wide short pussy for me.
But I had no idea. And I was like, why am I peeing so much? I've only had a couple little cups. But technically, I think I've now had 3 full cans of cold brew.
I think you have, Allie.
I think I have.
Wow, we both learned something today.
And I took a Sudafed.
Bitch, you are on one right now.
I'm so tired, man. I've been going and going and going.
Tell me about it.
I just been working a lot, friend, working. And every moment I'm not working, I'm writing or I'm working on stand-up stuff and y'all gay stuff. And
it's hard. It's exhausting.
And then, you know, I go and work with little kids.
I've been trying. It's rehearsals for the show on May 9th. Rewriting. Writing that. Writing other projects. And I'm out here spending a couple hours a day trying to find a regular job. And if I'm not doing that, I'm sewing. It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm having stress dreams about it.
I had a dream I drank.
Ooh. You are stressed.
Yeah.
Don't worry, y'all.
I didn't drink.
Instead, I had a Sudafed and 17 ice brews, cold brews.
That's not, and I don't have a problem.
Y'all, I got so high last night. I was trying to leave Allie a voice note. I got some from Allie that I can't wait to share. Allie, have you watched Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, yes. I love Vanderpump Rules. Did you watch Bravo?
Okay, because I'm really lost on the original Vanderpumps. Okay. I only know what's going on with you and when we watch it with Kedri.
Yeah.
But they got a new one, Vanderpump France. It's
France.
It's like Vanderpump Paradise, Vanderpump Paris, Vanderpump like Estates. Bravo? It's on Hulu. So it must be.
I don't know if that's the real Vanderpump, man.
Well, it's a different Vanderpump, but it's still Vanderpump.
With Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, Lisa's in it.
Oh.
And it's a whole new cast.
Oh.
And that's how I'm able to really follow along. It's this new cast. But I was so high last night that I could not follow along. I didn't know Lisa Vanderpump was also a therapist and a guiding light for these troubled youth. She's like always pulling them aside and being like, I'm Lisa Vanderpump. Tell me, right? She's like a mother figure to someone.
Yeah. She is all of that. But I have thought it through the whole Sandoval, you know, big thing and everything that's happened between Raquel and Sandoval. Tom Sandoval cheated on Ariana after they were together for almost a decade with Raquel.
Baby, I didn't mean to do that to you. I'm seeing how it might be triggering.
Yeah.
All right, baby. It's me, Denise.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, we're talking about Sandoval and cheating.
Oh, yeah. So, but it's like really appeared like Lisa is like Team Sandoval, and like he was horrible, like how he treats women.
There's another guy on the new one that treats women like shit, and his ex is on. Uh-huh. They're like hooking up sort of, but not. They're always jealous of each other. And he's so rude. He's like blackout drunk on the first date with the guests.
Damn.
Is that what Sandoval does?
He like queer baits a little bit.
That guy. That's the guy I'm thinking of when we watched it on the couch.
Yeah, he thinks like painting his nails white gives him a personality or something.
Isn't that wild that straight guys do that now?
Yeah.
They're quirky. Straight guy quirk. This is what I wrote in my notes to talk about.
Okay.
Staff and cleaning staff, the show as it is. Now that I'm sober, I don't know what I wanted to talk to you about. We have to watch this show together. Yeah, basically, it's like make-believe. And the estate, so they're in this estate in France.
Oh, I didn't know that was. I've seen the promos for this show, but I didn't realize they was in France. I thought they was in L.A.
No, so they're at this beautiful estate, French countryside. And it's very, it makes me, when I was watching it, I was like, did they get all this stuff from Ross Dress for Less? Like, that's
love
what
Ross.
I love Ross. But when you go into a certain Ross's, you need to be prepared to hustle. Yep. Everyone is out to get you at a Ross. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want you to get the good stuff. Because, you know, peppered around Ross.
Well.
It's good stuff.
Oh, there's such good stuff peppered around Ross. And you know what? Ross sells this Dolly Parton perfume. That smells great. Rena Calm, who's been on the pod, got it for me. And then she got it for herself and ran out. And she's like, because, I mean, she travels for comedy all over the U.S. And she's like, man, I had to go to like five states to five different Rosses before I could find the Dolly Parton perfume.
Well, they probably sell it somewhere else first.
Maybe.
But you got to get that. And they always have like the nastiest, ugliest looking Reebok shoes in a glass case. Mm-hmm. Like, look what we got in this shipment. You might get lucky find this stuff here. I think Ross is a Southern gay icon.
Ross Dress for Less, for sure.
Ross Dress for Less, I think, might be one of the top three Southern gay icons.
Oh, for sure. I took Mama there. When I was home and I had these Delta 8 weed gummies.
No.
And she asked me, did I have anything for anxiety?
You have to take some anxiety meds before going into a Ross. It's a battle zone.
And I said, I don't have my anxiety medicine. I was like, I got these weed gummies. I had one earlier. And Mom was like, give me two. It won't do anything
to
me.
No.
She was like, it's that Delta. She was like, it won't do anything to me. She was.
Was she so out of it?
She was so out of it. She, we were at Ross Dress for Less, and she went to walk outside, and she ran straight into the glass wall.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I think I just need some fresh air, and walked outside and immediately started vaping. And then she kept saying, you drugged me. You drugged me. I was like, it's not drugging you if I tell you what it is.
You knew what it was. You took two.
Yeah, Deb.
Deb, come you on. Took two.
She did. And she was flying high. And
craving that vaping.
Then she
craving
made me take her to Taco Bell.
Perfect,
she
yes.
Really lived it up at Taco Bell. And then she wouldn't go home because she was like, everyone's going to know. Everybody's going to know. And I was like, nobody would have known if she would have just like walked into the house, but she didn't. She like scurried past everyone without making eye contact with anyone. And I was like, that's how they know.
That's what Delta 8 does. I feel like that's my kind of shit. I'm always trying to play cool, but I'm always like scurrying around. That's how people know, man.
Yeah.
I was scurrying around my house. I was the only one here.
Well, I told you about that one time I was nannying, and I thought I got CBD, but I actually got Delta 8, and all of a sudden, I'm watching this baby, and I'm high as a kite, and I felt awful, and I called a friend, and I started crying, and they were like, what's wrong? I was like, I feel so bad for this baby.
Where were you
just
at?
Just say you're sick or something.
Were you at the Brooklyn Children's Museum?
I was not, thank God. I am there a lot, though. If anybody needs a tour of the Brooklyn Children's Museum, I got you.
Dude, I went on a Jelly Belly Factory tour.
I saw great pics.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
They were closed. The factory was closed for cleaning, like the actual candy making thing. But we got to walk above and see all the machines covered up.
Did you pay for that?
Yes, we did.
Wow. How much is
bucks.
It? Too?
$7.
Okay. That ain't awful.
But you got to like pretend to know what you're watching or seeing because there's like these little things next to the side. Hey, these are the coding stuff. Instead, you look down and there's like three men just picking at themselves, looking at a machine. They ain't even doing anything. They're just staring at it.
Dude, of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, dude.
I went to the San Francisco's Women Policy Summit.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what I was doing there.
What is that?
It's where a bunch of women and non-binary folk. To be honest, I think I was the only non-woman there. And I just hung out. I got a free lunch. Okay. I got to listen to some really cool talks. But to be honest with the listeners, I got to see a fashion show, and they had like people like the mayor walking down the aisle, the state of California general attorney, just doing a fashion show. And then I ate lunch. I took a bunch of pictures next to a Shiro cardboard cutout. I'll post those. I'll post those on the Discord. And then I watched 15 minutes of a talk called O is for Organizing. And I was there all day.
I've never felt so as if we are so in our late 30s.
Yeah.
And then I watched a 15-minute video about organizing. It was great.
It was great. At some point, but though they had this app, y'all, called the – it was like Whova app. And you could see all of the agenda was on there. You could post meetups. And there was a leaderboard. Mm. People could interact. And the more points you got, more points you could get on this leaderboard. At one point, I was top 10 on that leaderboard. People were being like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm top 10, baby. That's who I am. I want to know what favorite books y'all are reading, Whova. I want to walk around. I want to sit on this white leather couch and learn about making policies.
I had a white leather couch.
Dude, I bet you did.
It gets a little squeaky if you make out on it.
It feels like a white leather couch makes me feel like. Whenever I see a white leather couch, it's always in a set now. Mm. It's never in somebody's home.
No, not really.
If I see a white leather couch in a home, I think cocaine is being done here. Mm-hmm. At least three rails a weekend.
How long's a rail?
Baby.
Just that little line?
I think so. I've never done cocaine.
Well, I just did it that one time. I shit my pants. I told you about that.
I think I would shit my pants too. I heard it
apparently
just runs
they
right.
Cut it with some people. Cut it with baby laxative. Way to give me a heads up.
I would have appreciated a heads up had I known that I was gonna.
Yeah.
What a prank.
I mean, I got shit all in my cowboy boots. It was horrible.
And all you did was hose them out.
I sprayed Lysol on them as well. And I don't own those anymore because I peed in them so many times. But
your feet must reek.
I'm sober, so I haven't peed in any of my cowboy boots since I quit drinking.
Allie, how bad did your feet stink?
I don't know. I didn't smell them.
You were too drunk.
I was too drunk. I would have fallen over if I had tried.
I know you fucked. I know you fucked after shitting and pissing your boots.
Probably. Most likely, yes.
Walking up those steps.
Yeah.
Man. Don't you hate it when you shit in your favorite pair of boots?
The worst. Boots I used to always be like, I'll never do cocaine, but I would snort Adderall to get more, to sober myself up so I could keep drinking. So yeah. I'm pretty sure that's very similar.
I think that's more intoxicating than cocaine. Cause at least,
oh man, it gets you.
Man, Adderall will get you.
Yeah, it'll get you.
It'll get you. I took some to focus up and then I realized I was on it on stage and I said, oh, this is not good.
It's not good for my bladder. It's not good for my anxiety.
My anxiety is through the roof on Adderall. But 8 to 10 hours, I'm focused the fuck up.
That's nice.
And then I get
some, but I'm still ADHD. So it's like, even though like I take it and I'm focused, I'm not prescribed it anymore. I asked to come off it, but I was on it for a long time. But I feel like I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, when I'm on Adderall, it's like I'm doing everything and nothing at the same time. Because I'm like, I need to go organize that right now. Okay, great. I'm going
to
clean the bathroom.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I need to do it all.
I have to do it all, but I'm doing nothing at the same time.
But I will clean so well, I get Q-tips out and get in the crevices.
You need to start filming that for ASMR type stuff. People watch that.
Do they?
Oh, they love to watch that. They're freaks. No, when I'm on Adderall, this house is spotless.
Yeah.
Spotless. But I'm focused while I'm doing it. I'm focused on every little mini task.
It's like I want to sit down and write, but then I'm like, oh, but I should clean. But I should do this.
You know, I bet I could bleach the sink. Be real nice again. I bet I could do this. Let me reorganize the plants on my back porch.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Adderall and I'm like, you know what? I probably need to organize all these pictures from my childhood.
Yeah, you're making slideshows. Yeah. I have to do this. Putting them into new frames, baby. Putting them in some new frames.
My mama has framed pictures of you in her bedroom.
I bet she does.
For real, she does, of you and me.
I love that. How is your mama? I haven't heard from her in a minute. I should text her.
She said she's trying to be on Instagram less because it's addictive.
It is addictive.
It's addictive. She's just been really making a lot of jib jabs. One of her friends that she's known for many years, her husband passed recently, so mom's been making her a lot of jib jabs. And so at first she sends them to me. I mean, I guess it's a little weird to be like, I'm sorry your husband died. Here's a video.
Of you and your husband.
Tap dancing. No, it's always mama and her friend. And
does Jib Jab have like sorry for your loss Jib Jabs? Like a funeral Jib Jab?
I have no idea, but she sends me every single one and there's been a lot. And I have to check them to make sure they're clear. And she'll text me over and over until I watch it. And it's like, is it clear? I need to know, is this clear? And I'm like, I'm working. I I don't have time to check all your chip chats.
You're the executive producer. You have to give the go ahead. For real. All right. Send it off. Is her friend like, okay, thank you. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think they've talked in like 15 years. And then my better husband died and reached out. And then it's just been bombarding this woman with chip chaps.
Could you imagine your husband's just dying? And a woman you haven't talked to in 15 years is sending you one chip chap after the next.
With you and her. I guess it would be worse if she put the husband. Man, she might be one of the funniest people I know. For real. Deborah's fucking funny.
Dude, I'm crying right now, man.
We definitely can't make this into a real.
No. I guess we can't put this one up on YouTube either.
Should I post in the Discord and on Patreon some of these chip chaps?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'll post them. Wait.
We need to see this morning woman. Sorry that your husband of 20 years just died. Maybe this will.
Here's us and the girls want to have fun music video.
It's Top Gun themed.
Girls just want to have fun. That's when she said. That's not even a joke.
That's the funniest fucking thing.
Oh my god. She sent me one from this thing she now has started doing called Mimic.
Wait, what?
Mimic or something.
That sounds and like man. That, fuck, one, I'm that a mimic.
One she does where it looks like your face is singing. You know? So she did one of those of me and it said, am I rich? No. It's me talking. Am I rich? No.
Am I educated?
Am no. I thin? No.
What?
Am Ouch. I thin? No. Do I have good mental health? Absolutely not. I was like, what? The absolute yes. fuck. Yes. Why would you make this so mean?
Put that in the Discord too.
Am I rich? No. Am I thin? No.
I want to make one of those for my enemies. That's so petty.
Well, I think she pays about $20 a month for each subscription. Because she had that on that list of things she made me that one time. Things She's I need baby girl to help me learn how to pay my jib jab.
She's keeping jib jab afloat.
She really is. I've never met anyone who makes a jib jab other than my mother.
Same.
And I mean, she's really serious about it. She tells me she works for hours on the mounds.
You have to get it right.
To get them just right.
In a way, your mom's an animator. But that she worked for Disney.
She would be interested over. As long as they have a porch and she can vape while she works.
I can't get over thinking about this woman crying, being in her empty house for the first time, getting a ding from a number she does not recognize on her phone, and she opens it up. And it's Deborah Clayton.
Young girl, in the middle of the night. You're gonna live your life right. Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number one. And girls, they wanna have fun.
Mom's like, I know what will cure her grief. Us in offensive Mexican hats doing.
Yes, girls just want to have fun. Man, that's so fucking good. Man.
Oh, man, I just I must spit coffee on my new hoodie.
What? You tell me about your hoodie, my couple partner.
My hoodie is from my amazing record label, Blonde Medicine.
Ooh.
Sent me a nice hoodie and a cup and a hat and some stickers.
Is that cup wide and thick?
It's wide, it's short. It's not short.
But it's wide.
But it's wide and it's tall.
Wide and tall. Now that's, I might be able to get into that. Yeah, I might could get into that.
My mom would be like, Am I wide and not tall? Yes.
Yes. Do I have a bad credit score? Yes.
Yes.
Wait, it would be like, do I have a good credit score? No.
No.
Do I have an operable vehicle? No. Well, yes, you do.
I do.
Are you making a livable income?
No.
No.
I was like watching and I was like, oh, there's going to be like some great, like, yes. And there wasn't.
Put in the Discord, please.
I will. It's ridiculous. Man, she's funny.
Damn. I feel like I'm laughed out right now. I feel that laughter really got me. Like, I feel like.
It got me too.
You know, when you cry for a long time and mm-hmm. then it just feels like. I worked out.
Yeah.
Just exhausted. That's how I feel after laughing that much. Man, that's fucking good.
Praise Clay Aiken for Deborah, man.
Praise Clay Aiken for Deborah and her jib jabs, baby. Oh, I officially became a docent of the Eaton Canyon Nature Center.
Yeah, isn't that what you were talking about last week and you got your vest?
I got my vest, but now I had to give a tour, a guided walk. With, I went with my friend Candy and we went on a guided walk and I was observed by two members of the Eaton Canyon Nature Center. And at the end of it, I got my badge and it's engraved with my name.
Oh,
it's really cool.
Gosh, I love that for you, friend.
Thank you. I dressed up as a park ranger. I love wearing a costume.
You wear a fun hat?
I wore a fun hat. I wore a Western themed kind of park ranger shirt.
Okay.
Tan. Mm-hmm. Some brownish boots. I'll post it on the Discord. I'll post my photos.
Yes. Dude, did you point out any great birds?
Did I pointed out a flock of turkey vultures.
Oh.
I said, hey, everybody, look up. It's vultures. And everyone's like, wow. But turkey vultures are incredible for the environment. And I learned that in this class. They're virus resistant and bacteria resistant. They don't have any feathers on their head, so they can just chow down on those wide, short carcasses.
All right.
Get up in there. And they stop animal viruses in its tracks. Because, like, if you're dead and you had a virus and I ate it.
Quick, this dog snoring's going to fuck up our audio.
Okay.
Vivi, wake up. Vivian.
Vivian, wake the fuck up.
Vivian, you're snoring.
Vivian, come on, bitch.
I got a shorty.
Vivian.
Come here, Vivi.
Vivian, you're drunk again. Wake up.
She is drunk.
Oh my God. What the fuck, Allie? You got to give me a warning.
She's very sweet. This dog
is very sweet, but it looks like a toy just left out in the rain for a week, man. Tongue is sticking out. One eye is blind. Look at this dog. I'm putting this clip up on. I'm not going to put the full episode up on YouTube because I don't want your mom to find it. This part I will.
This time. You're not moving. Are you still asleep?
Is Vivian alive?
Vivian. She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm. How old is this dog? 98?
200.
This dog is the crypt keeper. Keeper of secrets.
She's like obsessed with me. She always has to be by me.
Wow. That's cute. A little codependent much though, Vivian.
I also love that her name's Vivian.
I know. Vivi. Vivi. Bradley. She looks like a nightmare.
We'll FaceTime with her. Like, I'll call when I'm here and be like, can I talk to Vivian?
Like, how many times has he called since you've been watching?
Oh, last night I was trying to talk to my niece and he FaceTimed me 7 times in a row until eventually I was done talking to her and could answer. And then he wanted to talk to Vivian. And so I just put the phone up to Vivian and she just looks at it just like she just looked at the camera. And Bradley will say, oh my God, are you here for me, Vivian? I'm here for you, girl. Funny.
Having their own
very
kiki.
Sweet and very funny.
Are you here for me, Vivian? I'm here for you, girl.
I take one of the little boys to see these chickens and he loves it. And the last few times we've gone, there's this man who, it's very obvious, has special needs, and he just like lays down like almost like Rose on the Titanic and on the ground in front of the chickens and just talks to them. And then when we come by, he always asks me, he'll be like, do you think they love me? And I'm like, it's obvious they're obsessed with you. They care a lot about you, and I can tell that. And he'll be like, yeah, they do. I'm like, they sure do.
They sure
and
do.
Then the other day, he was watching the little boy. I was watching feed the chickens, and you have to use 50 cents to get the food. And he just kept looking, and I go, you know, we happen to have a few extra quarters today. Would you like to feed the chickens? And he goes, I guess I shouldn't, since I don't know you. Like, obviously, this has been an issue in the past. It was so Ooh. Sweet. He was a really nice man.
Dude, speaking of chickens, I went to this place called Safari West up past San Francisco.
Okay.
And I'll get to the baby. There were baby chickens everywhere. They were just around. It was really That's cute. Nice. But Safari West is like a zoo-ish type thing. It's like a zoo, but you can stay there in these like awesome like tent cabin things. It's like 800 acres.
Did you stay?
No, but we got a behind the scenes tour.
Oh.
And I got to see some fat ass rhinos. I mean, nice. Big. I was like, damn girl, put it on me. She had a baby. You know that's a 2-in-1.
Don't be talking about rhinos putting it on you. People are already like, oh, you're, you know, same-sex couples? Well, what's next? They're going to fuck Rhino? A goat?
Well, guess like, what? Your daddy's going to get me out of that one.
For sure.
For sure. I bet he's never had a rhino fucker in the court.
I asked him one time, I said, Daddy, why do you think the people you've represented specifically choose goats? He was like, I've heard apparently goats and sheep feels just like a real pussy.
No!
That's what he told me.
Ew!
I can't help what he told me.
Ew. I can't help what he told me. Ew!
So, just so nonchalant.
Ew. He's desensitized. He's like a cop on beat.
He really is.
He's like, all right. Yeah. Well, I guess you represent enough of them. They're going to let some things slip. They're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
No, but we got this behind the scenes tour and there was a Papa Rhino, big boy, and they were really cute. Some giraffes, hyenas, cheetahs. I said, favorite. My friend Allie had 19 cheetahs at her house. But then we met like the zookeeper, the groundskeeper, and we were talking. And I said, man, it must be fun to work here. And she said, do you want to work here? I might go work at a fucking zoo for a month, y'all.
Go
Why
for
not?
A dog.
I ain't got a job.
Could you make money?
I would make some money. I mean, I got my docent. Now I'm an official docent. Wouldn't that be cool if I podcasted from a zoo?
I mean, I think audio-wise, not the best idea, but...
yeah, I guess you're right when you put it that way.
I'd love to hear about your experience.
It was great. And I got to talk to some firefighters this past weekend, too, at the Women's Summit. And they said, I'm not too old to join the San Francisco Fire Department.
Great.
I'm thinking about it.
Dude, you'd be a great firefighter.
I think I would, too.
I really feel that. You could throw somebody over your shoulders and carry them out of a fire in a second.
I could do it with or without the fire, y'all. Just give me a call.
Yeah, just don't get a jump start or anything, because you'll fall over. Like you did with me when you dropped me.
It was jarring. I was...
You said... You could hold me. How am I supposed to get on your back without doing a little jump?
I didn't know you were about to just catapult yourself into my arms. That's not fair.
Well, it's going to be too hard to pick me up if I'm laying there limp.
Well, I need to be able to do that if I'm going to be getting bodies out of a burning building.
Yeah, so you can practice with me next time we see each other.
Yeah, so you just lay down. In Wisconsin, and I'll pick you up.
Okay, great.
Over and over, my friend.
You probably do have to do it over and over.
Yeah. Like, you might be sleeping in the fire. And then that's you snoring.
Oh, okay.
And I gotta sneak in that firehouse, pick you up. And I would rescue you. I would cradle you in my arms. You would come to... And then I would somehow hold you in my arms and you take my firefighter's mask off and I'm sweaty and my face is red. Uh-huh. And you're like, did you save me? And your hair's a little burnt on the ends because I got you out of a firehouse. And I said, yes, I did.
But are we still best friends in this situation?
Yeah, but we're also couple partners.
Oh, yeah, we're couple partners for sure.
And I try to be sexy and I blow the little bit of fire out of your hair again. But it gets in your eye, you know, when you get somebody blows on your face and dries out your eye. Mm-hmm. I do that. And I lean in and you crane your neck up and we almost kiss. And then we say, no. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Not these couple partners.
Not these couple partners. We will never kiss.
You can be couple partners and not frick. Deborah taught us that.
Yeah. And if you're a couple partner and you're not fricking, that don't mean you can't frick other people. I know.
And we have a text message.
Mm-hmm, to prove it.
That tells us all about that.
If we frick other people, it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Under the eyes of Jib Jab and God.
And Clay Aiken.
And Clay Aiken. Well, friend, how you feeling?
I feel good, friend.
This man, I feel good. One.
I always love laughing with my friend.
Same, my friend. I gotta know. Are you baiting in that house?
Yeah, you play the voice memo. Just do it.
If I'm house sitting,
I discovered something about myself yesterday, y'all. And of course, I had to tell my best friend immediately.
I'm dog sitting. I got that dog in me. Here we go,
dude. I'm dog sitting. And I forgot my magic wand. And I was like, oh, Lord, I might have to go home and get it because I was starting to get stressed, you know, and it helps me when I'm stressed. So I just wanted to let you know that I can still come from just using my finger. I was honestly very impressed with myself. Love you.
I got that message at 11:15 a.m.
Well, it was later here.
Okay, it was at least one here. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you can still bait. You can still manually bait.
Yeah.
That's going to save you some time and energy. That might save you some time.
No, it's definitely quicker with the magic wand.
No! No!
The wand has all the magic. But
the wand has all the powers. Vivian holds the wand. She's like, you want the wand? Like a little dog troll. I'll give you the wand if you could pass these tasks.
First thing you got to do is make yourself come with just your finger. All right, my friend.
All right, my friend.
Stay gay.
You stay gay. Listeners, y'all stay gay. We love you. We're praising Clay for you. And see you next week.
Hey, Gay Wads. We got a little treat for you. Allie and I have chosen one of our favorite moments from a Patreon episode, and we wanted to share it with you. If you haven't become a Patreon member, now is the perfect time to do it. We have a $5 level and a $10 level, and there's lots of goodies and lots of treats for our clay heads. Anyways, enjoy. We love you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, baby. I love watching you suck on that lollipop.
It ain't just a regular one, baby. It's a Lifesavers.
Oh, my goodness, baby. Be careful.
Swirled not to lollipop, baby.
Make sure you don't bite any of those, baby. You know we can't afford to get them teeth fixed right now.
Baby, you know
baby, I know we've been saving up a lot to get you that back tooth back.
But, baby, I can't help it. I suck on it. Tastes like a little... Baby, I'm not going to bite into it less until it gets real nice and, like, soft. You know that, baby.
Baby, you better be careful.
Baby, I'm not going to bite it.
I'm a little baby, I'm a little concerned.
No, baby.
Baby, I'm a little concerned.
Baby, there's no reason to be concerned. I'm just playing with it. I'm just creamy right here. There's a little bit of sugar. It's just ready to be bitten. It's ready to be bitten.
Okay. And I just want to talk to you about this because, you know, I know we've been experimenting sexually and all. like baby. It did feel like really good, and I liked how turned on you were when you put the lollipop inside me,
baby,
and then sang that song and then licked it. Mm-hmm, you can sing it. Space, you can sing it. You can sing it in a sec. But
you got a little bit of cheese in the back of your throat.
I'm sorry about that, baby. I was just getting a little embarrassed talking to you about this, but baby, I just needed to tell you. So you know how you stuck that Lifesaver lollipop in my cooter. Right. And you took it out, you sang a little song, and you gave it a lick, and I was just so happy you were so turned on and loved it so much. Mm-hmm. I also liked it, but I don't think I'm supposed to have sugar down there.
Baby, well, I got some
because baby, the hole, it slammed shut. It slammed it shut, stuck it shut, and we had to get that, that, like that water pick, like you use for your teeth. You had to get down there.
I had to use it. See, baby, I'm sorry, baby, because I thought this was all part of the foreplay, baby. I thought I was licking mm-hmm. it up good with my sucker in your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hummed right into it.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry. Were you just...
Because it wasn't one of these. We haven't tried it with one of these yet.
Mm-hmm.
This one's sugar-free, so I think it might be okay. No irritation.
Baby, you are a genius.
Because, you know, baby, last time when I was sucking that sucker out of your pussy, it was when them dum-dums that was 3 years past its date on Halloween. So it's already solved.
That was the problem. That was the problem. That must have been it.
Well, I thought when we was using that water pick right up your urethra. See, I thought that it was part of the kink we were doing.
I'm sorry, baby. I was really just suggesting the water pick because I was trying to open my vagina back up because it was slammed shut from the sugar.
See, I thought that was just one of your new party tricks you were doing, baby.
Oh, I wish I could just do that on command.
Just the anti.
Close that thing right up. Closed for business today.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.